she passed at 68 and
I mean, when the water.
On the water, we come in here on the latter part of 69 and 70 when we got water in here.
My goodness.
You know, water.
Nails used to come in a
keg.
Right. And the metal strips that go around a barrel are the...
Oh, you call them hooks, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we used to call them, hooks around a barrel.
If you have some, if you open a bottle and there's still some of the liquid left in it, you want to keep it from spilling. In the top of the bottle, you'll put a...
put a stopper, we call it.
Okay, is a stopper made always made out of cork, or is it? Could it be something else?
Well, if you didn't have a cork stopper, we always got us a piece of wood and trimmed it to fit that bottle, and then put your clean rag on it, where it wouldn't come out, and put it down in there.
I see. Do you remember any kind of musical instrument that children played, used to play, still do, I imagine, men do, that is very small and you blow on it, move it back?
The harp.
Did you ever see or have one that you held between your teeth and you plucked it?
Oh, yeah,
it?
Called a juice harp.
Did you ever play one?
Oh, yes, I played French harp and juice harp.
Oh, is a juice harp hard to play?
Yeah. Put it hard if you don't know it. You can't get on to it. But now if you know the sound of it, you can put it in there. And the way you suck and blow as you play, you that tune, if you just playing free at last, you could make that juice harp as you...
That's the way you change the...
Change it around.
I know, that juice harp is the one that you twirl.
Oh, yeah, you just put up here.
Oh, I see you know how to do it.
Oh, yeah. I've had them French harps and juice harp.
Let's talk a minute about wagons and parts of a wagon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something that people are forgetting about now that everybody has a car.
Mm-hmm.
And people just... don't know about wagons anymore. The part of a wagon that goes up between the two horses is
the wagon tongue.
All right. And if you have a buggy, the parts that go up on each side.
Buggy shaft.
All right. And what about the steel part of the wheel that is around and touches the ground?
Called a tie.
All right. And what about the... the wood part where the tire is.
Spokes and hub.
Well, okay, you've got the hub, okay?
Uh-huh.
Then you've got the spokes coming down.
Uh-huh.
And they go into what?
Go into the feller around the tire. That feller is around that tire wraps around them fellers, and that spoke goes into them fellers. And then when it's heated and tightened down there, it stays down until... So some length of time when it began to wear up there and sun draw it and she comes shackled, then you got to take that tie off then and practically put it in the furnace then heat it and draw it in it where it'll fit back down there on that filler to make it tight, keep it moving out.
The part of the wagon horses actually pull on is the...
What, pull? Double trees?
Now, is a double tree for one horse or two horses?
Double trees for two horses, and single trees for one horse.
Okay, fine. If somebody's been going...